12:15, that is your time. Nicole Sweeney here to get you through your Thursday afternoon, midday. And I tell you, it's always so good when you can talk with some of your favorite artists. And this gentleman over the years has become one of my favorites, Mr. Jesse Fisher. He's in the Jazz Kitchen with us. Good afternoon, my friend.
Hi, Nicole. How's it going?
It's going so good. How you doing?
I'm doing good. We're actually on the road right now on route to D.C., and we arrive in Atlanta tomorrow, and we're really looking forward to playing Apache on Saturday.
That's right. Just to, in case you all haven't heard, of course you have, because you listen to the Jazz of the City. Jesse Fisher and Soul Cycle will be back in Atlanta. You were here just a few months ago, and I think the response was so great that you had to come on back again. Am I right?
Yeah. Well, we try to come down 2 or 3 times a year, and this last show was just really awesome. It was a great feeling, great energy from the crowd, from the musicians. And I'm really looking forward to playing some of the new music from Retro Future.
Yeah. Now let's talk about Retro Future. I actually just finished playing something from Brian Hogan's. He is a part of Soul Cycle. He's doing his thing as well as you on this album. Let's talk about this album, because you mentioned the word energy. That's what Retro Future has. So let's get into that a little bit.
Thank you. Yeah, it's definitely both retro and its future. And one of the things I take from the music of the past is just this group energy, and people really used to play together as a band and travel together and live together as a band and really know each other as people, not just get together for the gig and play the gig and go home. And I think that's something that's really important to me, and I think it came through on Homebrew and on Retro Future. The energy of, you know, as a band and as you know, there's a connection with people that you really work with over and over again in different contexts, in this band and other bands. So that's a really exciting thing for me to do and be part of.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's amazing that you talk about Retro Future and you mentioned Homebrew, because I remember at the last show you played a couple of tunes from there. And how does it feel to have people be into both albums at the same time? Because folks are just still buzzing off of Homebrew.
Oh, cool. I mean, it's great. You know, I love, as a music fan, I love hearing all different albums from my favorite artists, because they go through different phases and they go through different sounds and try out different techniques and different, you know, moods, I guess. So I think it's really cool that people are checking out Homebrew and they're checking out Retro Future. And, you know, I hope to keep bringing new music. I write a lot of music. It's just difficult business-wise to be putting out albums every year, which is basically what I've been doing for the last 5 years, putting out one album a year.
Wow, so hard work is just something that you do and do well, huh, my friend? Because not only do you do Soul Cycle, because, you know, I always, when I get albums and CDs, I go through them, and your name is on a couple. So let's talk about some of the other people that you work with and lend your talents to.
Well, I definitely like a variety of you know, my life has a lot of variety, so I split my time between, you know, writing and recording with my own band, with Soul Cycle, and then also engineering and producing and mixing and mastering for other artists who are, you know, in my same circle. So a lot of the artists, like someone like Mavis, who I was really happy to work with on my record, I've also played in her band, and someone like Rachel Eckroff, who's featured on Retro Future, I'm actually in the process now of mixing her own debut album, and I produced and engineered that, so that's a really exciting project to be part of. There's a lot of different projects that came out last year. You know, Lakeisha Benjamin, obviously, I played on her record, and I've done some touring with her, which is a really exciting project to be part of. I don't know, there's a bunch I'm forgetting right now. I also produced and engineered Andre Henry's EP.
Oh, nice.
That came out, I guess, 2 years ago now, but that's still a great, great record that I enjoy listening to.
And, you know,
there's a lot of music.
Yeah, you're doing a lot, but it all sounds so good, and I'm sure in your line of work, you just have to keep busy, especially you have all this just inspiration inside of you that you want to share with us. Speaking of sharing, the city of Atlanta. You're going to get into town tomorrow, but Saturday night at Apache Cafe is when everybody could see you live. The night is hosted by WCLK's own Jamal Ahmed. Let's talk about the city of Atlanta and what we, the audience and lovers of music, what do we mean to you, an artist such as yourself in Soul Cycle?
Well, first of all, you know, being that we live in New York, New York is a very difficult place, as you know, growing up there. There's so much amazing music on every corner. You know, everywhere you turn, there's just amazing music, which is why I love living there as a music fan. But as a, you know, as a young band leader is trying to come up and make it, it's just, there's a lot of competition for people's attention. So it's interesting, once you leave town, you forget that music means so much to people, and that's why it's, you know, really meaningful to come to a town like Atlanta, where people really come out and really show support and play them, you know, buy the CD, buy the MP3s, you know, download it, you know, play it in their car, and the fact that there is a radio station like WCLK, I mean, there's nothing like that in New York. So it's really important to me that I can keep coming down and that people keep coming out and supporting and showing the love, and really, you know, I'm thankful and I'm grateful, and hopefully we can keep doing it.
Definitely. Well, once again, ladies and gentlemen, make sure that Saturday night, you already got your calendars marked. And if you need more information, log on to apache.org. Also, we have more information here for you about Saturday night, Apache Cafe with Jesse Fisher, Soul Cycle. Brian Hawkins is going to be there as well, right, with other special guests. Going to be a lot of fun.
And we're actually going to be we're going to do a song for the young up-and-coming artist, Brandon Nicole Moore, who I'm going to be producing and engineering for her new album, a few songs, along with some other folks. So she's going to be doing some music with us on Saturday night as well, and there's going to be some other guys in the building, so it should be a great time.
Yes, it will be a great time. And I thank you so much, Jesse, not only for spending some time with us this afternoon, but for you sharing with us all that great music and creation and vibration that you've got there, because we really do enjoy it. So we thank you so much, my friend.
Thank you, Nicole. Thanks for always playing the records and always being there. I really appreciate it.
Yeah, definitely. So once again, ladies and gentlemen, Saturday night, Apache Cafe right now in the background. Gotham Underground from Jesse Fisher and Soul Cycle from the album Retro Future. We're going to take a quick break and get right back into the music. So be sure to keep it locked here on Jazz 91.9 FM, the jazz of the city.